Michaela Gingrich Gaylord, Director of Engagement for Comfort Care Homes, shares the story of local artists connecting with Wichita area senior citizens, especially those with Alzheimer's.
For a long time, I've wanted to do an artist pen pal project with artists and our residents. It doesn't require us to be with each other. And it just all fell together. All of these artists, Wade Hampton, Kurt Klontz, Charles Bauman, Hannah Scott, Emily Brookover, Denise Irwin, like on and on, were just like absolutely willing to do it. And not just we'll do it, but like what else can we do to help? So we had residents produce a painting kind of one-on-one with us of their memory of a bird, because for people with Alzheimer's, that's something that they tend to be able to remember how to paint. And then we sent them in the mail in these packages, and then we've been getting them back.
The artists enhance or add to their senior pen pals' birds, send them back, and the process continues until each piece is finished. The paintings will make up an art show this fall, and any proceeds will go toward helping these elders.
What it's told me about people wanting to be with each other is that if we can't do it in real person-to-person contact, people are very much still needing connection. And so they'll seek it out, and they'll be a part of it however you can provide it. And that doesn't change for 90-year-olds. The human condition to like connect is really powerful through like really difficult times, but also through diseases. I'm always proud of Wichita artists, but right now it was like, yeah, let's do something together. And if we can take that away from all of this, then we're all better for it.
The healing power of art goes a step further and becomes a way to unite. I'm Sarah Jane Crespo.